Monday, April 18th, Joe Volpe, Minister of Citizenship and Immigration Canada, was confronted by members of the Solidarity Across Borders campaign, which brings together various immigrant and refugee rights groups in Montreal, who are articulating demands against the deportation and detention of all immigrants and refugees, while also calling for the full regularization of all non-status people living in Canada. The Minister of Citizenship and Immigration Canada, Joe Volpe, was in Montreal to announce changes to immigration policy regarding the working and residency rights of those in Canada under student visas, and also issues of family reunification. Members of the Solidarity Across Borders campaign reacted to announce changes to Canadian immigration policy with the continued articulation for the necessity to institute a regularization program for all non-status people. It is currently estimated that upwards of 100,000 people live without status in Canada. We will now hear a series of audio clips of members of the Solidarity Across Borders campaign confronting Immigration Minister Joe Volpe on the issue of regularization.
My name is Fouad Sakir, Palestinian refugee from Lebanon, Ayn Helwi camp. I came with my brother before 3 years and a half to Canada. Already I make the court with the judge and my brother, the other judge. I am rejected and my brother accepted. Same story, same history, same problems, because we leave Lebanon. Thank you.
Excuse me, sir, but I'm from Palestine. It's occupied, you know, occupation. We are under occupation. And now the government, they want to deportate me to Palestine, you know. They don't hear the news, what's happening there. You know, Israel and Palestinian, everything happening. It's not, come on, they want to deportate me there, you know. I want to.
Mike DeRoche of the Solidarity Across Borders campaign outlines the exchange which took place in Montreal between the immigration minister and members of the Solidarity Across Borders campaign.
It's interesting that Volpe came out to meet with people. It seems to be this new sort of nice face that he's trying to put on Ministry of Immigration. They're making some changes towards a partial regularization program, but of course, as he was running out the door and people were asking about a full regularization program, he's refusing to answer and basically answering no in his silence. So I think it was really good that people came and sort of confronted the minister on what is supposed to be a day when the ministry is putting a nice shiny face on the news of what they're trying to implement. But at the same time, it's still clearly no real fundamental change in the way that the ministry is operating.
Can you describe what happened?
Well, Volpe was having a press conference his second of the day, I believe, here in Montreal. So Volpe agreed to come out and meet with people from different refugee committees and from Solidarity Across Borders that had come to confront him, and basically was presented with three or four different cases of individuals that are left behind even under these supposedly new major changes that Immigration Canada is bringing in, and just demonstrating the sort of emptiness of these major changes. In the face of that, sort of went into politician speak and didn't really say anything, certainly didn't speak to any of their cases, and certainly didn't speak to anything that's going to fundamentally provide a regularization program for them and for thousands of others.
Fawzi Malik of the Action Committee of Non-Status Algerians speaks to the demand to end all deportations.
What happened is face-to-face to first responsible about deportation here, and the minister, Joseph Volpe. It seems he's a minister who have quite understanding to the situation, but he's not acting. So we're wondering actually when actually we will see that humanitarian and compassionate application will be applied on us. So first thing, if he actually saying that the system need actually review, so why actually he cannot stop the deportation till now? And he can actually review it and maybe give another chance to people who are facing danger and facing deportation to get a kind of justice here. So it's simple demand. It's always the same questions. Why people are going to be deported? For what reason? And always, unfortunately, there is till now no answers.
Why regularization?
We went too far, so we helped actually. We thought about it a lot, so we prepared actually a program so that immigration can actually, you know, take a look on it and to make it easy for us so to get accepted. So we're not actually just telling people about our problems, but also we're giving the solution. So this is the only solution how to resolve all kind of problems. Regularization. Like, you mean, if you accept people, they won't be deported. We want actually at least a right to go to school. We want a right to work. We want a right to get at least some medical, you know, treatment or medical care. So we are actually part of the society. But till when and how, this is the immigration who's going to determine, so not us.
Fouad Sakhar of the Coalition Against the Deportation of Palestinian Refugees in Montreal speaks about his interaction with Immigration Minister Joe Volpe and the continuing crisis of deportations within the Palestinian community in Canada.
Already I speak with the minister and I tell him about my story and my brother's story, because the story same, no different between me and I. We are came to Canada before 3 years and a half, but the judge different for my brother and for me. Judge for my brother, he knows Ain al-Hilwi camp, and he visit Ain al-Hilwi camp many times, and he knows all the problem, and he knows the area there. But my judge, she don't want to know anything about the Palestinian people and the Arab people.
Amir, an Egyptian refugee involved with the Solidarity Across Borders campaign, articulates the reality of the thousands of people facing deportation from Canada and the living, working conditions of non-status people in the country.
I'm facing deportation from Canada after being here 2 years, working as a slave, deprived of any right to qualify my abilities or to prove that I am able to be a human being. Working in a very bad conditions without any human sense, and in the same time, because I am non-status, I am deprived of any rights like anybody here. This is simply what is happening. Now I am facing deportation. At the end of being here working as a slave, which give you indication about what kind of society you are living in.
How did you feel talking to the minister directly?
I felt like I am trying to propose my point. I know that those people just think about benefits from a pragmatic point of view. They don't consider us as a human being, and we have to force them to consider us as a human being. And that is why I was talking to them. This is the first step in a long-term process we're going to take to prove to them and to force them to recognize us as a human being.
And regularization, why is that important?
Regularization, essentially, is just giving you the same rights like everybody here. That is what we are calling for. We are not calling for something special. We are calling for to be considered as a human being, to be able to study, to be able to develop our abilities, to be able to be integrated. They are calling for integration. What kind of integration they are calling for? Modern slavery form of integration where they push you in a very hard conditions without non-status, and after they gonna check whether you are good for them or not, whether you are useful for them or not, without recognizing you as a human being. What do you need, in fact? This is essentially the regularization of everybody non-status here, of everybody exploited here. We're going to stop this. We have to stop it. We must stop it in one way or another.
You have been listening to a report which outlines the demand for regularization of all non-status people in Canada, as articulated by the Solidarity Across Borders campaign in Montreal. Official estimates place the number of non-status people in Canada at 100,000. Monday, April 18th, Joe Volpe Minister of Citizenship and Immigration Canada, was confronted by members of the Solidarity Across Borders campaign after a press conference announcing changes to immigration policy regarding the working and residency rights of those in Canada under student visas and also issues of family reunification. To get more information or to support the work of Solidarity Across Borders, contact Sans Frontières at resist.ca. That's SANSFRONTIERES at resist.ca. Or call 514-859-9023. That's 514-859-9023. This report was recorded and produced for CKUT Radio in Montreal by Stéphane Christophe.